He wore an England shirt and blue jeans, white with plaster dust. Tattooed on the inside of his forearm in a Gothic typeface were the words, "This is a time for heroes." I stared at the tattoo, at the fixity of its pride and its broken grammar. When I looked up, the boy was watching me back, his amber eyes calm and unblinking. I blushed and stared out the window at the flickering back gardens of the semis. The train braked as we neared Waterloo. There was a sensation of being between worlds. The brake shoes squealed against the train's metal wheels, and I felt 8 years old again. Here I was, converging with my magazine on unflinching rails. Soon I would arrive at a terminus and have to prove that I could step off this carriage and back into my grown-up job. When the train stopped, I turned to say something to the boy with amber eyes, but he had already stood from his seat and disappeared back into the cover of the barley field beneath the shade of the sheltering woods. I arrived on the editorial floor at 11:30. The place went quiet. All the girls stared at me. I smiled and clapped my hands. "Come on, back to work," I said. When 100,000 ABC1 urban professional women between the ages of 18 and 35 lose focus, then so will we, but not until. At the far end of the open plan, Clarissa was sitting behind my desk. She stood when I walked over and came around to the front. Her lip gloss was iridescent plum. She held her hands around mine. "Oh, Sarah," she said, "you poor old thing. How are you coping?" She was wearing an aubergine shirt dress with a smooth black fishskin belt and glossy black knee-high boots. I realized I was wearing the jeans I had taken Batman to nursery in. "I'm fine," I said. Clarissa looked me up and down and furrowed her brow. "Really?" she said. "Really." "Oh, well, that's great." I looked over my desk. Clarissa's laptop sat in the center next to her Kelly bag. My papers had been shunted to the far end. "We didn't think you'd be in," said Clarissa. "You don't mind me usurping your throne, do you, darling?" I saw the way she had plugged her BlackBerry into my charger. "No," I said, "of course not." "We thought you'd like us to get a head start on the July issue." I was conscious of eyes watching us from all around the office. I smiled.